Every 10 years, state lawmakers are tasked with redrawing congressional and state legislative districts in accordance with the new U.S. Census data. This process is called redistricting. It is a complicated and often contentious process, and one you're going to be hearing a lot about when lawmakers return to Atlanta early next month. Here to give us some insight is Georgia Public Broadcasting political reporter Stephen Fowler. Welcome back to Athens News Matters.
Always a pleasure.
Well, to start with, can you just give us a brief breakdown of what happens during redistricting?
Yeah, so our state lawmakers will reconvene and figure out how to redraw the district lines for Georgia's 14 congressional seats, 56 state Senate seats, and 180 state House seats. And they're going to have to figure out how to nip and tuck the boundary lines to account for Georgia adding about a million people over the last decade. And so the average district size is going to get bigger. And what that means is in places like South and Southwest Georgia, they're going to have to stretch a little bit farther to hit that population. And places like the Metro Atlanta area, the Metro Savannah area, Augusta, that means the district boundaries are going to get a little bit smaller because that's where the population growth is centered.
A proposed map of Georgia's new congressional boundaries has been released. What can you tell us about the map?
Yeah, so Georgia has the same number of seats as before, so we don't have to worry about adding or subtracting one. And the biggest change that this proposed map would do would take the 6th congressional district, currently represented by Democrat Lucy McBath, and change it from a slightly Democratic-leaning district to one that's a little bit more conservative. And to do that, because basically for every redistricting action, there's an equal and opposite reaction you have to do to another district. The 7th congressional district, which is currently represented by Democrat Carolyn Bordeaux, would be overwhelmingly Democratic and exist entirely within Gwinnett County. Now, another big change that's probably a little more relevant to Athens is that the 9th and 10th districts would change a little bit, and it would put Athens-Clarke County within its own congressional district instead of being split up like it currently is now. And technically, the way the lines are drawn, 9th District Representative Andrew Clyde doesn't live in the 9th District under this map, but the Constitution allows you don't have to live in the district. So it's unclear if these will be the final lines, but it's also unclear if Representative Clyde would stay in the 9th or if he would try to run in the new 10th district that he lives in.
So speaking of that, I mean, you just said it's sort of unclear, but how likely do you think it is that Athens will become just one congressional district?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, the boundaries that are in there, Athens-Clarke is not exactly close to the border. The new 10th district includes Elbert, Madison, and Jackson counties, but it is potentially likely that Athens-Clarke would stay whole in that regard. Over the summer, during the redistricting town halls that were put throughout the state, there was one in Athens, and a lot of citizens asked that Athens be kept whole as much as possible at the congressional and state level. And because of the population of the county, it's very easy for that to work in a congressional capacity because you'd have to add about 763,000 or so Georgians make up a congressional district. And since Athens-Clarke, according to the census, has 128,000, well, yeah, it's easy to keep it whole. But we will still likely see Athens-Clarke split up into 3 state House districts and 2 state Senate districts unless something drastically changes there.
Well, let's talk more about the 2 Georgia House districts, the 117th and the 119th. Both of which touch Athens and have elected new representatives several times in recent years. Will Georgia House Republicans prioritize making those seats more secure for their party, or do they have other fish to fry?
Well, if you look at the bigger picture, Republicans still control the state House and the state Senate, and the maps that they create are going to reflect that. But over the last decade, the demographics and politics of parts of Georgia have changed. And so South Georgia and Southwest Georgia has lost a lot of population. So there's probably going to be fewer representatives from that area because just there isn't the mass to support the same number of seats. But some of the areas that have grown the most have been Atlanta's northern exurbs and really around the Athens-Clarke area. you know, Oconee County and Walton County and Jackson County in particular have seen a lot of population growth. So it's possible that the seats that you lose in South Georgia, you gain in Atlanta's northern and eastern exurbs and the surrounding areas. So the strategy will probably be to shore up the existing districts that you do have so that you maybe have a narrower majority, but it's a majority that will last the entire decade through the population changes and through any sort of political shifts.
Stephen Fowler is a political reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much, Stephen, for bringing this information to our listeners today.
Thank you for having me.